Yeah, my story is not going to be that long, I think. These are like a series of animated still life compositions that I created for this exhibition. And they're kind of dealing with the theme of breathing, or yeah, just inhaling and exhaling. So I've created these like abstract blobs who are doing the breathing, and then surrounding them by objects that are somehow connected with air freshness or like yeah, like breathing itself or easing up breathing. So they are either like natural objects or like products. And yeah, I do all the modeling myself, so I created these from scratch basically. And like the main idea came from this this idea of a closed loop in an animation, especially like in GIF images. And the breathing motion is very like good for this particular kind of animation because it's like repetitive. But in these like animations, I've kind of switched like different sequences of longer and shorter breaths to create some sort of a narrative, like perhaps it's taking a long breath and then holding it and then like releasing it and then like taking like anxious breaths as well. So these are like you can say these are like sort of creatures sleeping like in between all of these things. And for this particular like exhibition, I wanted to kind of experiment with the angles that I use in the 3D software, because I usually create a composition with like that kind of angle, which is like 65 angle of the camera. And for this, I wanted to think about the actual physical space and how you can place screens and think about this 3D space and the angle of the camera as well. So this one's like a top view because it's like on the ground, and that's like a tilted view. This is like a front view as well. Because I usually, when I'm like digital art and like in these kind of animations, you just, yeah, like place the screens on the wall as if they were like paintings or something. Yeah, they're not quite like paintings. So yeah, that's about it. You have any questions, maybe?
Would it be useful for the audio to describe some of the objects that you've selected?
Audio? Is,
well, like, it's been recorded.
Oh, yeah, so, of course. So I've included, like, a domestic plant in each of these, because, yeah, it improves, like, air freshness in indoor spaces. And then there are some, like, hospital breathing tubes. Mm. I kind of like the contrast between, like, the natural, all the plant stuff and like, the plastic stuff as well. There's like a face breathing mask and like some essential oils as well. Some like roses for freshness. And so I mostly include a plant in each of my compositions because I think it's like an interesting contrast between like these unnatural shiny things and like a very like organic thing. Yeah. And yeah, I think you can.
Maybe you have already said in the beginning of your explanation, but because of noise, I don't hear. But why have you chose the topic of breath?
Because yeah, it's very repetitive, so it's easy to create a loop of it because you intake a breath and you exhale. Yeah, so it's often like used in like other like GIF animations. So you think about what can either like maybe it's a rotating thing or it's like something that inflates and deflates. So yeah.
Is it very common for you to grab, you know, your artworks something about breathing?
No. This is like specific series. Actually, like I have like a more personal idea that like it was original idea. It was like as a child, I was always very anxious about like cats and dogs dying suddenly. Okay. So I was always like checking whether they were breathing as I was like passing by. Sometimes I would even like wake them up. So this like the viewers can observe these like these little blobs for me, so make sure they're still breathing as well. Yeah.
And so is that calming to you, that kind of
motion? So yeah, I've created like this perfect environment, like little shrine for them to yeah. breathe easily.
And few time in history of art in French, we use for a kind of painters of this expression in French, nature morte. And maybe your work is not, it's the contrary of this, because it's life with life.
Yeah.
Are you agree with this categorization?
Yeah, it's called still life, but it's not quite still. I think in Russian you also have like a similar, like, with the mort, it's like death, right? Yeah, it's a similar term. Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
Nature morte qui respire. It's a breathing nature morte.
Thank you.
Thank you.